A long time ago, in a village far, far away, there was a boy named Yash. He lived in a small, worn-out hut with his twin sister Małgosia and their grandparents. Unfortunately for them, they lived in poverty, just like the other villagers. Working has become an everyday chore for the kids to help provide food for the household. All of the villagers loathed the king, which united them and developed a sense of connection between them. The old ladies would chit-chat and babble for hours on the market. Surely no king's visitor would pass unnoticed by them. Yash certainly knew that. Last week or so, he heard from the butcher's wife, old Basia, about some sort of witch coming to see the ruler. He couldn't gather much information about her, because old Basia would badmouth her in every sentence. It was an outcome of her prejudice towards strangers. Yash was always very uncomfortable when she or the other ladies from the marketplace were talking badly about someone they didn't even know personally. It seemed unfair to him, but he didn't put much thought into it. After all, it was none of his business. Next day, when Yash was working in the quarry, he was reminded of the strange woman he heard about from Basia. This time, it was his workmates that were talking. He couldn't resist eavesdropping because he got quite curious when he heard that she was rejected by the king in some way. They claimed that she had moved to the woods and went crazy. Yash has heard a lot of ridiculous things this evening. The witch whispering to herself or devouring kids was so absurd to him. She couldn't have gotten that crazy, could she? He got so involved, he didn't realize how dark it has already gotten. Yash forgot it was no longer summer and cold autumn evenings were already setting in.
Oh, Merlin's bird, I need to get home quickly before twilight,
the boy said. He rushed into the woods without a second thought. He could barely see anything because of the evening fog. Yash wandered around, not remembering the path that led to his house. He could feel himself getting sucked by the forest, not knowing where he should go. He sat on the ground, defeated. The boy waited and waited for rescue, but nobody has arrived. Unless, who was that strange figure? He could hear the rustle of their leaves beneath the person. Could he have imagined her? Yash was frightened. Could the rumors have been true? With every step, he could feel goosebumps rising on his back. As he crawled away to avoid being eaten alive, the woman reached out to her hand and helped him get up to his feet.
What is happening?
Yash thought.
Come on, boy. We have to get you somewhere safe. I've heard that some wolves come out here at night,
said the unknown woman. Yash followed her, even though he was still in shock after the strange encounter. After all, she said she would get him some help. How naive of him, isn't it? After a few minute walk, he spotted a little cabin that must have belonged to her. She told him to go inside and make himself at home, while she prepares him some warm tea. The boy kind of awkwardly tries to strike a conversation with his savior.
It's a good thing you found me, ma'am. I've heard that some wacky witch lives somewhere in these woods. They said that she feasts on children, and I would not like to be one of them, you know?
When the woman came out of the kitchen, for the first time Yash noticed that she took off her cape. Her skin being olive and green made Yash stare in shock for a while.
Oh my goodness, are you the witch? I'm so sorry, you're not gonna eat me, right?
The witch chuckled at his panic reaction.
Why does everyone think I'm some sort of a weirdo? I came to visit my nephew. You probably know him since he's your king, right? He didn't recognize me because I've been trying out this new mud mask that was supposed to make me appear younger. But for some reason, it stained my skin. Ugh.
Yash stared in disbelief of what he just heard.
So, you're not gonna eat me?
Of course not. I really want to help you. No matter what you've heard in the valley, I'm really not a mad woman. Tomorrow at dawn, I will escort you back to your grandparents and explain everything. Don't worry, darling, and get some rest now.
The boy was not complaining. He drank the rest of his tea and rushed to bed. The next morning, Yash and kind woman from the forest had gone out of the woods and went towards the entrance of the village. When they arrived, the witch stood outside of the gate and thanked Yash for his company.
I don't want you to be embarrassed of me once people see me. You know, because of my stained skin, there's already some rumors and I wouldn't want you to be associated with them. You're a good boy, Yash.
No way! After what you've done to help me, you need to meet my grandparents. And the people, they need to know the truth about you. You're a great person, and one of us!
After that, Yash and the witch met up with the boy's grandparents and introduced her to everyone in the village, telling them the events of the story. From that moment, the witch has been visiting Yash and his family from time to time, and the rest of the townfolks, by listening to the amazing story of Boy and the Witch, they definitely became less judgmental in their everyday life. Now, the skin color of the witch did not matter to them, but the beauty of her soul.